Beyond dirty diapers and Little League games, conference calls and corporate ladders, ever wonder if there's something more? Something to light your soul on fire and awaken your spirit. Something to help you make the extra income and impact you were born for. For more than 15 years, I've been searching for that something. It's led me across the country through 3 side hustles, countless lessons learned, and thousands of dollars earned. And now I want to show you what I've learned as I embark on a new mission to help 1 million dads build the digital side hustles of their dreams without missing out on the moments in life with the people they love. This is your daily dose of ideas, inspiration, and insights to dream bigger, build a modern side hustle you're proud of, and live the life you've always wanted for yourself and your family. I'm Jeff Johnson, and this is the Dad Hustle Project. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Jeff Johnson, founder of the Dad Hustle Project. So excited to welcome you to episode 2 here. Episode 2 is all about my story. We're going to dig into it, and we're going to be there for a couple of days here as I share with you my dad hustle story. You know, obviously, it's good for you to get to know me a little bit. You know, we just started this journey together with our very first welcome episode just yesterday. So probably good for you to get to know me a little bit and my story. And one of the things I got to just tell you early on here is I'm going to be super vulnerable on this podcast. So I want to be as real with you as possible about my life, about kind of what I've gone through, about my struggles. I want this to be a real place. And we're building a community on Facebook right now, and we're going to make that a real community of guys sharing, you know, what they've been thinking about, what their struggles are, what their challenges are. And, you know, when we're real with each other, man, that's a powerful thing. And it's something that doesn't happen very often in society, right? As we're going about our day jobs, as we're hustling in many different ways, right, in our lives, sometimes we aren't able to be real. So I want to create a really real atmosphere here because this is where we can start getting some really great work done when we're real. So I want to share with you here kind of my 3-part story. And today is all about beginnings. So this is really kind of where this need, where this desire, where this interest in side hustling kind of came from. And maybe you can relate to some of these experiences that I had. So that's kind of where we'll get started here. You know, I was a kid and I grew up in Minnesota. So actually, I still live in Minnesota. Had a little brief foray into New York City. So I lived there for a couple of years with my wife, kind of right when we got married. But other than that, I have grown up in the Midwest and I've lived in Minnesota my whole life in the Minneapolis area here. And as a child, I was super into entrepreneurialism, and I don't know if it's because I watched my parents do their own businesses in some way or another. My dad was actually the executive director of a nonprofit organization, so he was always raising funds and doing fundraisers and always kind of building events and all these things, many things that I'm very interested in today. And my mom was actually a watercolor artist, so she painted people's homes in watercolor, and she created quite a business doing that. And I watched them. I watched them kind of grind it out, right? They did some amazing things. And I wanted, I think that might be where I got this idea in my head that I wanted to do some of these amazing things too. And, you know, I started pretty early, right? I was doing lemonade stands, you know, in my community, right on my, I remember I was probably very annoying in the neighborhood, but I was the guy who would yell like, actually I did Kool-Aid stands, right? So it was a little less expensive than making fresh squeezed lemonade. So I would get on the corner and I'd yell Kool-Aid, 10 cents a cup. And then I actually created like a frequent buyer club card where I punched the card as people bought from me. I remember enlisting some of the friends that I had in the neighborhood to help me out with selling this Kool-Aid. So we made it kind of a great thing, like with all the neighbor kids. And then I went even farther and actually hosted a carnival in my backyard. So this is South Minneapolis, you know, the smallest backyards ever, right? And I hosted a carnival. And it's interesting because I remember going door to door. This is back when you could do that. Going door to door with flyers to invite people to this carnival. And I actually assigned different food items that I wanted I wanted my guests to bring. So I told people, well, your name starts with a P, so you're going to bring a pie to this event. And, you know, I didn't have very many people show up. I got to be honest with you, that first carnival. But, you know, we had a lot of interactive games. We even had bobbing for apples, which is obviously very sanitary for everyone to be sticking their heads in this bucket of apples. But I just love this stuff. And I dreamed big, right? As a kid back then, I remember second, third grade, I wanted to do big, huge things. And I remember I hosted a circus in my backyard. And actually, I had a really, really bad injury as a kid when I tried to tightrope walk on my clothesline. That was a little circus act that I was doing back there. I broke my arm in several places. I actually had to get surgery for that particular thing, but that was just another exploit. And then my family moved to the suburbs, and those events continued to get bigger. I remember we did haunted houses during Halloween in my garage, and I had all my friends kind of dress up as different characters, and we even had like Halloween themed carnival games that people could play in the backyard. And that's when I really started getting some traction and getting some people to walk through these things. It was pretty cool. And, you know, I had such big visions, right? Big dreams, big hopes. I thought, you know, I'm going to have a carnival in my backyard. And I'm going to have like hundreds of people from the neighborhood showing up to these events. And I will tell you that we maybe didn't have hundreds, but we definitely had dozens and dozens of people coming to these events. And it was just awesome. Like it was an example of dreaming big as a kid, right? And when you're a kid and you're dreaming big, you don't let anything come in your way of your dreams, right? This is how it's gonna be. And I think as adults, once we get a little bit older, sometimes it's easy for us just to kind of stop dreaming, right? We get so focused and rooted in reality that we just don't dream anymore. And you know, I can remember that I got into college. And my dreaming just continued. I was really into magic at that point. So I actually performed magic as a hobby and then started doing children's birthday parties and community events in high school. And then in college, I actually put together a touring show. And I started touring around the United States with a magical illusion show. And I put together a little team and we toured and we performed and went to several different states over the course of a summer. And, you know, I look back on that and I wonder sometimes, you know, as I've gotten into my corporate career, I think I do less of that dreaming, less of, you know, setting out huge goals to make happen, right? Because we get stuck in the mundane, we get stuck in the everyday, what we have to do, instead of what we want to do or what we dream to do, right? So, you know, we did a magic tour in college, that was awesome. And I think the piece that I want to leave with you for this particular episode is sometimes when you're thinking about, you know, what you actually should be doing in your life, right? Or what slice of your life, you know, should take a little more precedence. It often is rooted in a dream that you have for yourself. And sometimes you have to go back far. You have to claw back to, you know, when you dreamed. And that could be, you know, back to college. That could be back to high school. That could be back to, you know, your elementary school days even. What were some of those dreams that you had? Some of the things that you wanted to accomplish? And when you think about your life now, man, it may feel like it's gone completely off the course of those dreams. But there's some truth in those dreams. And there's some pieces that you can pull from those dreams to build something that could be truly amazing for yourself and for your life. So that's what I want to leave with you right here. You know, just like in my childhood, right? All these amazing things were happening. And I'm going to share with you in our next episode how some of those pieces came together and helped me on this road to side hustling that I discovered, okay? And these little pieces that happened early on in my life, early on in my childhood, had a tremendous impact on what I'd be doing later on. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that during our next episode. But in the meantime, today, think about maybe some of those things, some of those dreams that you had back in the day, because there might be some clues there. Those dreams might be leaving clues for you as well. So in the meantime, have an awesome day. Keep dad hustling. There's good things ahead for you. And I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Ready to join the Dad Hustle Project? Become one of the first of 1 million dads committing to a life of more income, influence, and impact by building the digital side hustle of your dreams while putting your family first. Join my private Facebook group to go deeper, connect with others in the Dad Hustle community, and get more resources to build your dad hustle faster. Join free now in our Facebook group called Dad Hustle Project. See you inside.